in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, sunny skies in the upper 80s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, mid-60s. For Saturday and Sunday, temperatures upper 80s, lower 90s. Right now, it's 79.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Biden's proposal to eliminate stepped-up basis and tax capital gains at death has run into opposition from a key Democrat. The chairman of the House Ag Committee, Georgia's David Scott, says the tax plan could hurt farmers even though the tax liability could be deferred as long as a family farm stays in operation. In a letter to Biden, Scott said the potential for capital gains to be imposed on heirs at death of a landowner would impose a significant financial burden on the operations. Additionally, he said, the understanding of the exemptions is that they would just delay the tax liability for those continuing the farming operation till the time of sale, which could result in further consolidation of farmland ownership. He said this would make it more difficult for young, beginning, and socially disadvantaged farmers to get into farming. Now, this letter is especially noteworthy because he's saying that just deferring tax liability is not enough. Corteva Agriscience, that's the seed and ag chemical giant resulted from the Dow-DuPont merger, is out with its first commitments to cut greenhouse gas emissions. The company says the pledge is in line with the goal set in the Paris Climate Agreement to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Josiah McClellan, Corteva's corporate sustainability leader, said rather than being a target of what we think we can do, he said, it's a target of what we need to do or share to contribute to meeting that Paris goal. By 2030, the company says it will cut the intensity of emissions from its internal operations and electricity usage by 65% from 2020 level. The intensity of its supply chain emissions, which includes emissions from commercial seed production, will be reduced by some 20%. Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, in case you haven't noticed, meat prices at the grocery store have increased over the last year, and many say it's due to the stress on the beef supply chain because of COVID-19. But after one of the world's largest meat suppliers ended up shutting down for a week because of a cyber attack, many ranchers across Kansas say they're concerned about having somewhere to harvest their livestock.
And to put that simply, we've got more cattle than we do space in processing plants. Regardless of whether we have a JBS plant in Kansas or not, it puts pressure on the industry as a whole.
That audio from KWCH News. They say opposite of a beef shortage, the processors are struggling to keep up with the amount of livestock ready for the harvest. And the JBS shutdown, it did not help the situation. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment did report an additional 526 new COVID-19 cases since Friday of last week. The state also reported an additional 4 new deaths and 54 hospitalizations since the end of last week. Good America Network News.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
A state court judge has ordered Kansas to pay more than $826,000 to the estate of a man who died in February following his release from prison after serving more than 12 years of a wrongful murder conviction. The order on Wednesday resolved a lawsuit filed back in November by Olin Pete Coons only days after a Wyandotte County judge threw out the 2009 first-degree murder conviction. Coons received a life sentence in connection with the 2008 death of his late father's caregiver. His defense argued that she framed him for murder when she killed herself and her husband because of investigations into how she was handling money for Coons' father. In other news, a 32-year-old Wichita man who stabbed a woman in a random attack has been sentenced to roughly 24 years in prison. Wade Dunn was sentenced yesterday for attempted second-degree murder and aggravated battery. Police say that Dunn stabbed 28-year-old woman about 30 times as she was loading laundry into her car with her baby alone inside her house. He says he did not know the woman. She did survive, and the child was not injured. Dunn testified at his trial and said he was high on drugs at the time of the attack. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A Lincoln woman has been sentenced to up to 10 years in prison for being drunk when she crashed her car, killing her best friend who was a passenger. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports 24-year-old Deja Webster was sentenced this week after pleading guilty to vehicular homicide in the April 2019 crash that killed 20-year-old Jasmine Chalk. Police say Webster was drunk with marijuana in her system when she was driving that night at more than double the 40-mile-per-hour speed limit when she lost control and hit a tree. Nebraska state officials dropping plans for a two-tier system to cover voter-approved Medicaid expansion in Nebraska. The Omaha World Herald reports that state officials announced this week that all Nebraskans covered by the expansion will get a full range of benefits beginning October 1st. Governor Pete Ricketts' administration had sought to offer a two-tier system that would include a basic plan and a prime plan. Thursday, Nebraska News here on the Mid-America Network.
Did you know that Rustyac Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rustyac Ford.
Well, we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles. We are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right. Virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rustyac Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rustyac Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rustyac Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyacFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A project is underway to update flagpoles at the Marysville City Cemetery, with telescoping poles that will allow additional opportunity for display throughout the year. A model of the units being considered was displayed this past week for Memorial Day. Jim Swim Jr. is coordinating the effort and has received approval from the American Legion Post and Marysville City Council to proceed with fundraising efforts toward adding some 90 such flagpoles, which will be dedicated and funded through contributions of individuals and organizations.
The Avenue of Flags is a display that Post 163 puts up at the Marysville City Cemetery during Memorial Day. I'm sure all of you witnessed it. You know, it's the flags that, at the west entrance that leads to Soldier Mound. The inspiration of this project, from our historical research, it was established by the Veterans Memorial Wreath Committee, and that was organized in January of 30th of 1964. From our research, that wreath committee, they're responsible for putting up permanent type wreaths on veteran grave sites. Also, they're responsible for supplying poles, materials, and maintaining the upkeep of the Avenue of Flag. They'll be similar to what we do now, but they'll be easier to maintain and also to administer as far as putting them up and taking them down. We'll have sleeves that go into concrete footings in the ground, and the telescoping poles will actually slide into those sleeves. When we raise the poles, you can raise them up to about 16 foot in height, you know, after you put the flag on. But what we'd like to do is leave those poles in place throughout the summer so we have more of an opportunity to display flags on specific holidays that are more patriotic in nature. And we would reach out to not only for the Legion to do it, but we'd be reaching out to other volunteer organizations to help us administer and support this project.
A drive is underway to raise funds toward the project. Jim Swim Jr. was a guest on our recent public affairs program and said that a couple of the flagpoles will remain on display for anyone who may be interested.
We purchased two example poles to be displayed at the cemetery, and they'll be in the ground at the west entrance, and we'll leave those example poles in the ground. Might have one telescoped up and one retracted, but if folks are interested in seeing what kind of product they'd be supporting, they could sure go out to the cemetery and take a look at it.
Betty J. Juergens, age 92, of Wymore, passed away Monday. Memorial service Friday, 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Visitation on Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 7:30. At the Laughlin Hova Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Betty Juergens. Edgar D. Rettig, age 86, of Hanover, passed away May 24th. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday, June 5th at 10 a.m. at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Edgar Rettig. Robert R. Kohlmeyer, age 93, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral services Saturday, June 5th at 2 p.m. at the Washington Christian Church, with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Robert Kohlmeyer. Catherine L. DiDimaggio, age 50, of Marysville, passed away May 7th. Funeral service Saturday, June 5th at 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Catherine DiDimaggio.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Big Blue Barbecue is back Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th in Marysville. And you don't want to miss a minute of the fun. They'll have a Friday night cruise and poker run beginning at 5:30. Tune to Key and AY for Friday Night Live. Out Loud performs live Friday night at 6, Legend 77, a Leonard Skinner tribute band at 9:30. It's the 14th annual Big Blue Barbecue Saturday, 30th annual AutoFest Car Show, 2nd annual Cornhole Tournament, plus live music at 6 and Retroactive performing at 9. Friday and Saturday, June 4th and 5th, don't miss Big Blue River Days in Marysville. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants: Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Enan's Automotive, and Bruce's Body Shop.
The Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match event is underway now through June 8. Gifts can be made anytime online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com with a credit card. Checks postmarked before the 8th can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive, Blue Rapids. Donors can also make their gifts in person at the Blue Rapids Community Center, Tuesday the 8th from 8 to 3. Thank you for your support of the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving. The Blue Rapids Chamber of Commerce supports local businesses and tourist attractions. Past improvements to the camper hookups at Riverside Park have led to an increase in campers stopping to enjoy Blue Rapids, and the parking area needs new rock. The American Legion, George Bedford, Post 169, is looking for funding for the costs associated with the new memorial highway named after Corporal Allen Oatney and SP4 Gene Myers, two Waterville natives who paid the ultimate price during the Vietnam War. The Marshall County Fair Association is raising funds for the maintenance of the fairgrounds and building additions and removals. The old beef barn has been demolished and footings have been poured. Your donation will go toward continued construction costs, pens, and wash stations. Thank you for your support. The Blue Rapids Historical Society and Museum has been upgrading the museum facilities with technological and general improvements. Donations will continue to support these improvements and enable the museum to start new projects and create new exhibits and programs. The Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match event is underway now through June 8. Gifts can be made anytime online at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com with a credit card. Checks postmarked before the 8th can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive, Blue Rapids. Donors can also make their gifts in person at the Blue Rapids Community Center, Tuesday the 8th from 8 to 3. Thank you for your support of the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving. Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map before this Thursday, we're having quiet weather across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. It looks like high pressure system overhead. We're going to see mostly sunny skies for this Thursday. Dry weather for tonight, sunny skies all the way through the weekend. We have an upper level ridge moving in place, and that's going to bring us some warmer temperatures across the central upper parts of the Midwest. Well into the 80s, in some areas we'll see temperatures in the 90s. So across the area, sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warmer, upper 80s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, clear skies, mid-60s. As we into Saturday, sunny skies, 90, and Sunday will continue with sun. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early June, 82. Record high on this date, 98. The average low, 59. Record low, 39. Sunset this evening, 8:49. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02.
You could grab your helmet and go for a ride. It's World Bicycle Day. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 3rd, the 154th day of the year. Television journalist Anderson Cooper is celebrating a birthday, and on this day in 1965, astronaut Ed White left the Gemini 4 in orbit to become the first American to walk in space. Walk should be a term that's used loosely here. Astronauts don't actually walk, they float. But because of the lack of movement, astronauts exercise while they're in orbit using stationary bikes. And it is World Bicycle Day, which was adopted by the UN in 2018. About 12.5% of Americans cycle every day, whether it's for exercise or transportation. Bikes are produced at a rate that is 2.5 times higher than automobiles, and about 47,000 are sold daily across the U.S. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Visit us online at almanac.com.
If you are looking for a steady job with competitive pay and benefits, you're in luck. Tension Envelope has immediate openings for operators and adjusters at their facility located at 1601 Spring Street in Marysville. If you are detail-oriented and enjoy working on a team, then the operator position might be right for you. If you look at equipment and like to figure out how it works, then check out the adjuster positions. To learn more, visit tensioncorp.com/careers. That's TensionCorp.com/careers.
Washington County Saddle Club Annual Rodeo is Friday and Saturday, June 11th and 12th, featuring a free barbecue meal Friday with your admission ticket, children's stick horse race ages 8 and under Friday, a chore relay for ages 9 through 18 Saturday.
a special performance featuring Roman Riding each evening at 6:30. Savannah Chestnut performs live for the rodeo dance Saturday evening at 9. Free admission with your rodeo ticket or $5 dance admission applies. Advanced discount tickets are available at CJ East and West in Marysville, Washington Veterinary and the Animal Health Center in Washington. Tickets also available at the gate for the Washington County Rodeo June 11th and 12th at 7:30 p.m.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Arkansas Travelers beat the Wichita Wind Surge 5-2 last night, snapping the Surge's three-game win streak. Wichita starter Austin Schulfer could only manage four innings on the mound, giving up three earned runs, three walks, and struck out six. He's now 1-3 on the season. The Wind Surge had a season-high four defensive errors in the loss last night. The Surge continues the series with Arkansas this evening at Riverfront Stadium in Wichita. First pitch is set for 7:05. The Kansas City Royals in action tonight. They're opening up a four-game series with the Minnesota Twins. The series will be played at Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. First pitch this evening is at 7:10. College hoops. A person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press yesterday that Duke Hall of Fame coach Mike Krzyzewski will coach his final season with the Blue Devils this year. I'm Rick Everett with your Thursday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're the owner of a flat roof, whether the property is commercial, business, or residential, you know a flat roofing system is different than any other system. That's why when it comes to a flat roof that's built to stay, the only name to know is Ray. W-R-A-Y, Ray Roofing Incorporated, aims to provide the best designed and most effective roofing system for each customer while maintaining a highly economical balance. Taking pride with meticulous work on each project is Ray Roofing, online at WRAYroofing.com.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
To the world of horse racing, Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert has been suspended for 2 years by Churchill Downs after an additional drug test of Medina Spirit confirmed the presence of a banned drug in the Kentucky Derby winner's system. CBS's David Begno reports.
This suspension means that no horse trained by Baffert or Bob Baffert Stables can race at any of the four tracks owned by Churchill Downs for the next 2 years. Ray Pollock is a veteran horse racing expert.
You don't mess with the franchise. The Derby is such a big deal to Churchill Downs. They really can't afford to have this tarnished.
In a statement tonight, Churchill Downs cited Baffert's prior history of failed drug tests, saying reckless practices and substance violations that jeopardize the safety of our equine and human athletes or compromise the integrity of the sport are not acceptable. David Begno, CBS News, Los Angeles.
That's a look at your Thursday Kansas sports here on the Mid-America Network.
Hanover boys track team placed first in the state track meet at Wichita. Valley Heights girls placed runner-up. Hanover girls finished sixth. From the Twin Valley League, there were 5 gold medals, 8 silver, and 6 bronze medals. Again, with Hanover boys winning first, Valley Heights girls placed second, Hanover girls finished sixth.
Just like our area athletes work each day in practice to perform at their best in the big game, the staff at Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer, work daily to provide the best parts and service experience when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for 3 generations. We know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, since 1947.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team took a pair from Seneca Wednesday by scores of 12-2 and 3-1. Marysville Seniors at Silver Lake Friday at Corning on Sunday. The Marysville Juniors split a pair with Tri-County on Wednesday, winning 17-4 and dropping the other game 8-0. Juniors host Clay Center in a doubleheader Friday.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started, or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Plants like people need water for healthy growth and development. Gardeners often need to supplement rainfall to keep plants healthy. If done right, it can make the difference between a failed garden and success. Done wrong, it increases disease problems, causes greater drought stress for your plants, and wastes water. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Water thoroughly, but less frequently. Established plants growing in clay soil need about an inch of water applied once a week. Those growing in sandy soils need 1/2 inch of water applied twice a week. For best results, water the garden in early morning. You'll lose less water to evaporation and reduce disease problems caused by having wet leaves at night. Reduce the need to water by mulching the garden. A 2 to 3 inch layer of shredded leaves, evergreen needles, or other organic matter will help keep the roots cool and moist. It also reduces weed problems. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today we say hello to our listeners on KMEM in Memphis, Missouri. Folks there know that there was once a lady who towered above everyone on Earth. We remember Miss Ella, who grew to a height of over 8 feet. She's today's feature on the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Rhonda McMee shares the story of Ella Ewing, a lady who garnered plenty of attention from Scotland County, Missouri.
She's known as Missouri's gentle giantess because she grew to be 8'4" tall.
Ella was born in 1872, a normal-sized baby, and by all accounts a normal-sized child until well into her school years.
She was normal height until she was about 9, and then she had a pituitary gland problem, but she started growing abnormally. But she was a gentle person and everyone loved her.
At the age of 14, she was already approaching 7 feet in height, on her way to over 8 feet tall in adulthood. The Downing House Museum has some of Ella's personal belongings, custom made for her.
We have one of her shoes, size 24, her chair, piano bench, bed that was custom built for her size.
As Ella entered adulthood, she faced a difficult decision. Her height made her stand out, and that could be a reason to stay away from the public. On the other hand, her height was also a curiosity that might afford some opportunities for her and her family.
When she was out in public, she got made fun of a lot, and so then she kind of became a recluse. Later on, Barnum Bailey Circus pursued her, and she finally decided she was going to join. It took a while to convince her dad to let her go, and she always had a female person to travel with.
Ringling Brothers touted Ella as Earth's tallest woman. The attention she received on the road was a way she could earn money for the family and, in a sense, do her part on the family's farm. The rest of the story of Ella Ewing is next time. As we travel the countryside in Memphis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
The environment on your land to benefit the soil, water, and wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A conservation plan helps you figure out how to reach those goals as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Manage the natural resources on your land by implementing a conservation plan. The benefits include protecting the soil and productivity, improving water quality, and attracting wildlife. The Natural Resources Conservation Service can help you figure it all out. Julie Falcon is a resource conservation consultant, retired from the NRCS. She says when they make a visit, they focus on six different resources.
We try to look at the soil. We try to look at the water. We try to look at the air, the plants, the animals, and also the human concerns that you might have out there. And a plan visit usually lasts anywhere from 2 to 3 hours, and we talk about your resource concerns for that particular farm.
A conservation plan can cover an area as small as an acre or thousands of acres. It's tailored to what the landowner prefers. After you've made your decisions and the plan is complete, you will receive a copy, and another confidential copy will be on file at your local NRCS office. But Falcon says the work doesn't stop there.
It's always good to read all this stuff, but what's the meat? We need to know when you're projecting to put something on the land. I like to see something done within 5 years, because if we put something down in 10 years, that's kind of far out and you're going to forget. So 5 years is good. Could be as short as a year. 3 years is good too.
Some conservation practices will require an extra investment, but some of the costs might be shared through federal, state, and local cost-sharing programs. Learn more about developing a conservation plan at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching.
Sweet. you have a favorite sport? For me, it's football, hands down. There is nothing like a Hail Mary pass at the end of the game for my team's win. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, the quarterback plays an important role in every football game, but he can't do what he does without the support of the entire team. You could look at your finances as a team sport, too. You're the one who ultimately calls all the plays, like how you spend, save, and share your money. But you need others to guide you. So first, start with your faith. God is your coach and your inspiration. But you need others, too. Your spouse is your co-captain, maybe a close friend to cheer you on. And you could seek the guidance of a financial professional. They can help create your money game plan. So lean on your team for inspiration, ideas, and guidance. That way you'll have more clarity about your money and be better equipped to live a life with more meaning and gratitude.
Rabobank is betting that agriculture will be instrumental in fixing the climate change problem. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds growers to follow pesticide labels to the letter. Joan Rady Heath is with Bayer.
Throughout the growing season, be sure to read and follow the label, verify all applicators are properly trained, and employ effective integrated pest management programs. These steps help protect pollinators, reduce exposure risk, and help maximize product efficacy.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. Climate change. While agriculture is part of the problem, it's also viewed as part of the solution. That's the view of Barry Martin, a member of the managing board at Rabobank.
When we produce food, we emit 12 gigatons of greenhouse gases equivalents, right? So methane, everything equivalent. It's around a quarter of all the emissions. We all know that our populations are growing, the wealth is increasing, so that 12 gigatons is going to go to 15, 16, 17. So for me, if we want to feed everybody sustainably within the planetary boundaries, we need to tackle this, and we can.
Martin says agriculture has the capability of putting carbon in the soil and keeping it there, offsetting potentially all of farming's emissions and then some.
From all the options that we have around there, is that the sequestration of carbon through the land, which is by no-tilling, rotation, all the things that we know, is actually the cheapest way of doing it. Today we know that we can capture around 1 to 2 tons per acre. It's going to be a new way of looking at our farm, and it's a new way of creating a new cash flow for our activities, and we should be paid for it.
Just search the internet for Rabo Carbon Bank to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The new 2021 Chevrolet and Buick models are in stock at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including the new Chevy Equinox Premier and Premier All-Wheel Drive, the new Chevy Traverse and Chevy Blazer, the new Buick Enclave Essence and 2 Envision Essence. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company.
Thank you.
In school, see the doctor and avoid isolation. That's why AARP, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate Report from USDA shows price support for new crop soybeans. Michael Clements has more.
Mac Marshall, Vice President of Market Intelligence at the United Soybean Board and U.S. Soybean Export Council, says the May report offers a peek at the new crop marketing season.
When we have the May report drop, it's always exciting because you're effectively bridging what's going on still in the old crop and reconciling what the new crop balance sheets are looking like. I think the most important thing here is that if we look at the new crop balance sheets, we only see incremental growth in U.S. carryout of 20 million bushels, which means that we're looking at a very tight supply position. Not just that we're in now and that we've been in for a couple months, but really proceeding all the way through the next season.
Marshall says renewable fuel demand is boosting soybean oil price outlooks.
There's a lot of movement on the soybean oil part of the balance sheet. First, on old crop, we had prices grow up by 10 cents per pound to 55 cents. And then as we look towards the new crop year, we're looking at a record 65 cents a pound. A lot of this, of course, is attributable to a surge in demand that we're seeing from the renewable fuel sector.
USDA also pegged the expected marketing year average price at $13.85 per bushel.
Seeing that price level there is encouraging because USDA is putting out their production expansion expected in both Brazil and Argentina. Brazil looking at a potential record 144 million metric ton crop for the new crop. Argentina having a rebound from all the dryness this year, coming back in at 52. But overall, global inventories will still be pretty tight. U.S. here very tight. Even with that 20 million bushel increase, we're still looking at just the 3% stocks to use ratio, which is supportive for pricing.
Michael Clements reporting.
Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Farm and ranch families are struggling on so many levels. Stay tuned for ways you can help a stressed out farm neighbor on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Ranchers juggle multiple priorities every day while dodging curveballs from Mother Nature, commodity prices, and more. Sometimes it just gets to be too much, and their emotions and mental health come crashing down. Kate Downs is the outreach director for New York FarmNet, a program at Cornell University. She says there are physical and mental signs to watch for, such as a change in their appearance, a lack of energy and concentration, lashing out in anger, and trouble sleeping. Maybe this person isn't stopping at the diner anymore for their morning chat and cup of coffee. The best thing you can do to help is show empathy, not sympathy.
You can say, I hear you saying, and then repeat back the main concerns that farmer's expressing to you. Another phrase that I like is, well, that sounds like a lot. How are you handling this? What are you doing to take care of yourself? Something else, these are really tough times, tough challenges. Ask them what they would like you to help with, if they want your help at all.
Don't minimize their struggle or downplay what they're feeling. Encourage them to reach out to their social support system or someone who has helped them through tough times in the past. Down says if you think this person is considering suicide, address it head on.
Asking them about suicide is not going to plant that seed of completing suicide. So if you think they may harm themselves, ask them, are you going to complete suicide? Are you going to harm yourself? Ask them directly because they may be totally relieved that someone else sees how stressed out they are.
I'm Jody Henke. Find more ways to help a farmer cope with their situation at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network, where we're still seeing mixed numbers across our futures markets. Corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat. Especially corn having some real serious issues now. July corn is down 20 and a half at 654 and a half. September is down 16 and a half at 576 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat started poorly and is not getting any better. July Kansas City wheat is down 15 and a quarter at 618 and a half. September is down 15 and a quarter at 626 and a half. All three of the wheat markets are now under pressure at the same time. July soybeans down 16 at 1546 and a half. August beans down 15 at 1501 and a quarter. And the products have taken a turn towards the south. July soybean meal is down 470 at 389.30. August bean meal is down 420 at 391.10. July soy oil down 129 points at 69.09. August down 114 at 65.55. So corn, soybeans, and soybean products, along with wheat, just not doing well. July cotton is up 6 points at 83.84. October cotton is up 21 points at 85.05. As we turn to the livestock complex, mixed numbers there as well. A June live cattle down a dime at 117.02. August down 25 at 119 even. August feeders up 80 now at 153.12. September feeders up 75 at 155.55. So some pretty strong positives for feeder cattle while fat cattle continue to struggle. June hogs up 97 at 119.22. July up 32 at 118.80. So all in all, we'll call it mostly higher in the livestock complex, but fat cattle, the front months are having some issues. July crude oil is down 21 cents at 68.62. August is down 23 cents at 68.40. So we've got some issues with crude oil right now. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
At Rusty at Ford, we're holding over our Memorial Day sales event as a salute to you. That's right. Rusty Eck Ford still has the inventory to get you into the new Ford or certified pre-owned vehicle you're looking for. Now through Monday only, buy with zero money down or get up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot for your vehicle. No purchase necessary. But don't miss out on the inventory still on our lot. Buy with zero money down or get out of your current lease with up to $2,000 equity cash on the spot during our held-over Memorial Day sales event.
Rush to Rusty Egg Ford for our red, white, blue salute to you. And remember, if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Visit RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus taxes. These not all qualify. Offer to buy contingent on current equity and leased vehicles subject to dealer final appraisal. All Ford rebates to dealer. See dealer for details. Offers expire 6/7/21.
Join the Jeep Celebration event underway now at Twin Rivers Beatrice with 0% financing up to 84 months with approved credit when financed through Chrysler Capital on the new 2021 Jeep Cherokee Compass and Renegade. Designed with purpose and peace of mind, check out the Jeep Cherokee. The new Jeep Compass is refined and ready to impress, and free-spirited fun is here with the Jeep Renegade. Long live a journey. Test drive your favorite model today, then drive away with 0% financing up to 84 months for a limited time at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.